Eyewitnesses to crimes are notoriously unreliable. Just ask commentator Hollis Gillespie. Twice she's been at crime scenes, and when she was questioned by the police, she wasn't able to remember the details they needed.
It was the first corpse I ever came across. So I was new at this business of being a crime scene witness. But even so, I think I should have paid more attention to detail. The police were already there. The woman had been hit by a car, and groceries were everywhere, so I guess she was walking home after shopping. The police had covered her as she lay where she was struck, in the center of the street, and I remember her bare foot sticking out from under the sheet. That bare foot made me think of my friend Ricardo, who was really good at reciting details. He kept us up half the night one time talking about a dangerous strip of road in rural Argentina known for hellacious auto accidents, and every time the police pulled the bodies out of the wreckage, the left foot of the dead person would always be bare. And Ricardo went into such detail, describing how even construction boots could be found still tightly laced but somehow separated from the left feet. The locals believed the victims lost their shoes because they couldn't take their first step into heaven with a covered foot. And according to Ricardo, there are hundreds of old shoes along that road. So that's the detail I remember about my first corpse. Her bare left foot and packets of top ramen strewn about, a torn box of cat food and plastic bags dancing in the wind of passing cars. I always think how when she left the house that day, the last thing on her mind must have been the possibility of dying on the pavement with dried noodles all around. Maybe if she had paid more attention to detail, like the oncoming car, she would have made it home to feed her cat. But as I said, the police were already there, so I wasn't needed then. The second corpse is a different story. When I'd called the police to report a dead boy on the sidewalk down the street, they needed all kinds of details, sensible details I didn't remember. The street address of the sidewalk where the body lay, the number of people surrounding him, what they were wearing and their genders. "Are you sure he was dead?" asked the officer. "I'm sure," I said. "How could you tell?" he asked. "I could tell by the blood, for one, because there was so much of it. I could tell by the sheet covering the boy's body and the face of the woman who placed it there. Here was a perfectly good human," her face was saying, "and someone had to go and wreck him." I continued to recite details, remembering that the boy appeared to be face up under the sheet, that his arms were outstretched with palms skyward, that the cuffs of his trousers were rolled, that the blood stain on the sidewalk was in the shape of Australia, that the bedsheet covering him had pink stripes and light blue piping along the hem. They were trivial particulars, but it seemed important to honor them at the time, so that this boy's dying on the sidewalk wouldn't just be some minor detail. Not to me, at least. "Anything else?" asked the officer when my voice finally trailed. "No, there is nothing else," I answered. And to this day, I still feel that I failed to provide a decent witness for the boy.
Hollis Gillespie writes for the Atlanta Weekly, Creative Loafing.